Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On Saturday morning, I'll be arriving in Kansas City, so I'll be at the game at Burrowhead Stadium. See what I did there?
We'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, give me your mind. We'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
Raz Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test, confirming whether or not he's his father.
If you're not fired up to play a team that's beat you three times in a row in the AFC Championship game, then you're not going to be fired up for any games.
As Burrow pressured in the pocket, he's sacked! He's sacked! Back at the 26-yard line! He gets sacked by Frank Clark!
Third down and 18. Now Burrow's going to be sacked again! Wrapped up and taken down! Chris Jones! Mahomes pump faking. Now fires it late for the end zone! Caught! Touchdown! Travis Kelce! Burrow under pressure, now floats a pass left side, intercepted at midfield! On the right side, it's Watson who's got
Watson.
It! Mahomes will fire it late for the end zone! Caught! Marquez Valdes-Scantling! On his backside! Touchdown! Kansas City!
Third down and 8. Cincinnati. Burrow retreating.
And now he's going to be sacked! Down he goes! Down he goes! Chris Jones!
Placement is down. Butker's kick is up. The spinning kick high. Floating in the air! And it is good! Good! Good!
Burrow hit my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
I am the father.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
Burrowhead my ass.
Live from Brett Veach Town, it's Bob Fesco. It's Josh Klingler. Yours truly, it's Fesco in the morning.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Liberty and Odyssey Station. Welcome to Monday, and a championship Monday that couldn't have been any more satisfying than to shut them up.
Yeah, baby. Shut up the Bengals and all the jabronis, which, by the way, stay tuned. The Shut Your Mouth Jabroni t-shirts and Burrowhead My Ass t-shirts will be available momentarily.
Yes, yes. We've seen it. We love it. We thumbs-upped it, and let's go. We'll get you the link.
We'll get you the link. Yeah. Same place as the Brett Veach Town t-shirts. If you want a Shut Your Mouth, You Jabroni, or Burrowhead My Ass t-shirt, we'll be sending out the link here momentarily. They're ready to roll. $20.
That's awesome. What a finish to a revenge game.
This will be a 45-yard attempt from the far hash. At 8 seconds to go in regulation, Cincinnati does have one timeout left. Harrison Butker, the biggest kick of his Chiefs' life. Placement is down. Butker's kick is up. The spinning kick high, floating in the air, and it is good! 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 Did Cincinnati call timeout? They did not! They did not! They did not! It's a field goal from 45 yards out by Harrison Butker with 3 seconds to go in regulation. And that thing just hung up in the air.
Mitch Holtis yesterday on 106.5 The Wolf.
Who?
I don't know why they didn't call timeout. Like,
how about their clock management at the end, too, to even give the ball back to Kansas City?
You should have. I mean, you could have iced definitely yesterday. It was cold enough.
Yeah.
You should have iced the kicker.
Why
there.
Wouldn't you call a timeout there? I don't understand.
You weren't
going
to have enough time to do anything with it.
No.
You weren't going to have time to throw a play, call, timeout, whatever.
Not at
all.
You
needed to ice the kicker there.
You needed to. You absolutely. And who knows what could have happened in that situation? Because you're right. It was icy cold, and that thing barely made it over the crossbar. I mean, God love Harrison Butker for making it, but man, if you're the opposition,
don't you want to make that group think?
Yes, especially that group.
Yeah.
That group of, oh my God, am I going to get the hold down? Is the snap going to be okay? Are the laces going to be out? I mean, the more you can make kickers and pitchers think, the better, because they're not good at it.
And just this year, the struggles we've seen in the special teams game.
Yes.
I can't believe they had that timeout in their pocket.
I know.
Amazing.
You walked away. Like, I thought, At times, like with Andy yesterday, I'm like, the first challenge that he used, I thought that was a bad challenge. You took that away early on in the game. And there were a couple of early timeouts. And the Chiefs had no timeouts for like the last quarter of that game yesterday. And I thought, boy, they may regret that. You're Cincinnati. There's 8 seconds left on the clock with a kicker who's been shaky all year long. And you walk out that stadium with a timeout in your pocket. And you're worried about, like, blaming the refs or whatever they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Zach Taylor crumbled under pressure, like a typical Nebraskan playing quarterback.
That was an unnecessary shot. Feels pretty good today.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, you left with a timeout in your pocket, dude.
No.
Like, seriously, what are you thinking?
There were cigars to be had all over the place last night. I got a chance to catch up with Juan Thornhill in the post-game locker room and asked, hey, where'd you get that cigar?
Listen, I was prepared. I brought this from home. I mean, I didn't like how they smoked up the hallway last year, so I was like, I'm going to smoke it up this year. So I brought my own from home.
Perfect. You're preparing ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was ready.
Getting this rematch at home, I don't know if you could have drawn it up better to try to get revenge, right? Payback, whatever you want to call it.
Listen, we already knew what we was going to do. We prepared all week. We knew those past three games didn't matter. They was talking all week because they beat us three times. Today is a new day, and we came out with the win today. That's all that matters.
The defense really looked on point today. What did you guys feel heading into this one that had you guys so locked in?
I mean, it's just confidence. We walked out here with confidence. We knew what we could do. They beat us last time because we made a couple mistakes, and it was on our end. We fixed those mistakes, and we won today. That's all that mattered.
A lot of guys got injured during this game. Guys stepped up, made plays. Guys you had to call on to come through. How big is that to see a Sky Moore, a Marcus Kemp, guys on defense coming up? Jalen Watson coming up with another big play tonight. You guys showcasing your depth once again.
I mean, that just shows that we got guys that can step in and be a starter each and every day. We always preach that. You never know. You're only one player away from being that starter. So guys prepare each and every day, practice hard, and when their name was called, they stepped in and made a lot of big plays. So my hat's off to those guys.
It's hard to get to this stage, yet you've been here now number of years, now breaking through again. What's it mean to get to another Super Bowl for yourself?
I mean, it means the world to me because we won one, we lost one, and then we back in it. So what we're going to do, we're going to prepare hard. We're going to try to come out with this win.
Is it hard to be reflective? Because you mentioned you've been in now your third, five straight years here. I mean, you don't want to look back, but is it, do you pinch yourself a little bit about how this run has been?
I mean, we were doubted all year. I mean, we lost a couple of players. They didn't think we was going to do it. They had us last in the AFC West, all types of stuff. But guess what? We don't worry about that stuff. We just move forward and prepare hard each and every day. And we showed that we are a great football team no matter who is on this team. Coach Reed, he leads these guys each and every day. So I love Coach Reed, love my team. I appreciate the hard work.
All right, finish that cigar.
I'm going to finish it now. I'm going to smoke it up.
Sounded like the rest of Arrowhead yesterday.
Juan Thornhill after the game. And the players asked, where'd you get that? He's like, I brought it with me. You're like, almost like, you guys didn't bring your own? I thought we were all doing this.
Yeah, I figured everybody was,
there,
right?
There were a few cigars floating around there.
Good. But, there should have been, man. There should have been.
I didn't appreciate those guys smoking in our hallway last year.
Nah, screw them, man. Screw them. Payback's
luckily,
a...
No smoke detectors in the locker room.
None?
No.
What happens if there was a fire?
Yeah. I don't know. Smoke detector was not going off. There was plenty of cigar smoke.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm here for all of it.
Enjoy it, right? You got to enjoy it because they don't happen all the time. Been to five straight. Only won three of them, though, right?
Wait, does that sound greedy or what?
Yes. Yes, it does. I don't want to get it to where it becomes normal, though. Like, every year, we should celebrate and act like we've never done it before. Because when you start getting bored by it, and when you start thinking, oh, this is just the norm, then it goes away, and then all of a sudden you're going 20 years, and you're going, where the hell's the next one? Don't ever let this become normal. Don't ever let this become old hat. Celebrate everyone like you've never been there before. And a lot of these guys haven't. Again, 30% of the roster, roughly, turns over every year. Every 2 years, around 65% of an NFL roster turns over from 2 years prior. So a lot of these guys, Josh, are celebrating for the first time. We think of Kelsey and Jones and Mahomes and some of these guys that have been around for a lot of these, the Frank Clarks of the world. But that entire draft class has never been through anything like this before. Last year's draft class has never been through anything like this before. MVS has never been through anything like this before. Juju Smith-Schuster's never been through anything like this before, right? I mean, all of these guys have never been through, like for Nick Bolton, who played his ass off all season long. He'd never been at celebrating a championship like this before. Sky Moore's never been through anything like this, right?
Sky Moore's like, I never had something like this at any level.
So as long as
I've just never been on a winning team like this. He's like, he was kind of wide-eyed about it.
Yeah.
And then those rookies, you got to tell them, no, this isn't, don't take it for granted either.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you are continuing a run, but it's not that easy. It doesn't always get there. I always reflect back to Danan Hughes,
right?
Chiefs colonel, got to the AFC Championship his first season, and thought this is where we reside, right?
Yeah.
Never got back again. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is rarefied air, so don't take it for granted. Have Danan go around and speak to all these guys. Now you follow this thing up, all right?
Right.
Because it doesn't happen every year. It's not always that way, even though it feels like it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not old hat. It's not something that happens all the time. It is something that should be celebrated because every team is different. And that's why I said going into the season, if they make the Super Bowl, this will have to be considered the best team of this era. And I do. I think this is the best team top to bottom of this five-year run. Every single player contributed yesterday on this roster. It is a tribute to everybody at Arrowhead, everybody who had a hand in drafting and signing and picking the right guys and making the right moves, and to all the jabronis who thought this team would take a step back without Tyreek Hill on the team.
And every player that worked themselves into being able to contribute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to be selected and they saw you and blah, blah, blah. You had to bust your butt to do it.
You did.
And everybody is ready when called upon.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's crazy. You're right. Being ready, that's crazy in and of itself.
So just check some of the odds already floating around for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs are a 2.5-point dog at BetMGM, 2-point at DraftKings, and 1.5 right now at FanDuel.
Did you see the way that the spread started out? We got an email yesterday.
The typical way the Chiefs have over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, this email came at 10:15 last night. Okay, so that would be 11:15 Eastern. 10:03 Eastern, the line started out as a pick'em. Then the Eagles, 1 minute later, were +1, and then back down to a pick'em in the same minute. At 10:05, the Eagles were then +1, then back down to a pick'em in the same minute. At 10:06, it was a pick'em, then the Eagles +1. Pick'em, then the Eagles -1. I mean, it went from 10:03 to 10:45 and went from anywhere from a pick'em to the Eagles being a 2.5-point favorite in the matter of 40 minutes.
Crazy.
So, yeah, I don't know what number y'all got, right?
I'm just saying
that one,
but you can get 2.5 right now at BetMGM. 2.5-point dog.
That's, 2.5-point dog.
That's the biggest
right now.
One, right? So we'll see how this thing moves as the couple weeks go. But right now, hey, let's put the chip on their shoulder. They're not believing in you.
Right. That's exactly right.
I just saw ESPN. Three of their four guys picked the Eagles.
Already picking the Eagles.
They don't like you.
Unbelievable.
They don't think you can do it.
I don't know about Chris Jones. He needs to have a big game in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know if I'm bringing him back.
I'm not sure if I'm believing.
I don't know. Maybe just a one-game blip, right?
Yeah.
hey, we're going to do what we did last week get them motivated.
Get some fuel. A little addition of, we didn't see that coming. The list may be long. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RainerKC.com. Don't miss former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:30, 610 Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, we're living here in Brett Veach Town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek and more. And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays. We need more parades. And we're living here in Brett Veach Town. Living here in Brett Veach Town.
This has got potential, buddy.
It does. It does. Back in our NFL coverage brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. The Chiefs will be at the Super Bowl a week from Sunday.
Wait.
Glendale,
a week
Arizona.
From next Sunday. Yes. Okay.
Correct.
Yes.
Week from this upcoming Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in Arizona where it started the season with game number one. There may be a little time capsule from our radio crew that got put in the ceiling there, too. We're going to have to fetch that back.
Was there really?
Maybe.
I told you you guys were going back.
Yeah, we may.
We said that you're going to start the season where we're going to end the season.
We may have left ourselves a little note in the ceiling.
Did you?
In the press box.
What did it say? See you in February?
Something like that.
Who wrote it?
We also signed it and put it.
Oh, cool.
There may be a little something we have to pick out of the ceiling.
That's awesome.
Told you so, kind of.
Yeah. I told you so. I mean, I hate to be the I told you so guy, but I told you so. Yeah.
I'm around coaches too often. One game at a time. Got to take through the steps.
I'm not speaking to you in general.
Got to go through that. I'm just saying.
I'm just speaking to everybody in general. I told you so.
It's a long season. Pace yourself.
Told you so in March where this team would be. About a year ago, I told you this team was going to the Super Bowl.
They can't do that without Tyreek.
But you do that every year, so it's a little hard to. Pin you down.
Pretty good lately, Josh.
You're like 35, nothing, 17-0 is pretty much your standard fare.
Have I really been that far off?
This is third.
No, I really haven't.
Third in 5 years, so no.
Yeah, haven't been that far off. I mean, all the naysayers, I don't peacock around a lot, but I'm going to peacock around a lot on this one. Screw everyone who said the Chiefs weren't going to make the playoffs or not even win the division or all of that nonsense.
A lot of receipts.
There's a ton of receipts. And I've been kind of writing them down, kind of like Patrick Mahomes, keeping the receipts of everybody and anybody who said this team wasn't going to be any good. And I just kept saying they're going to be just fine. They're going to make the Super Bowl. They're going to be good. They got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And why did they win yesterday? Patrick Mahomes is a warrior. Travis Kelce was a warrior. Chris Jones is a freaking superstar. Sky's making plays. We'll get more parades.
Because it is Brett Veach Town.
It is Brett Veach Town.
Yeah.
I even came up with a different song yesterday. You want to hear it?
Mm.
Patrick, 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 Patrick. At Gee-ha, we're winning games.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. When a jingle starts boring a hole in your head,
you gotta ride it out, baby. Patrick, 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 at Gee-ha, we're winning games.
They should jump on that, to be perfectly honest. I don't think they can.
I own the rights, to Brett Veach Town.
That's true.
You need the link for the Brett Veach Town t-shirts, 913-586-7610. There will be more shirts added to that link later on today that say, what did we come up with? Let me pull it up here. It's going to say, shut your mouth, you jabroni.
You jabroni.
And one that will say, Burrowhead my ass.
Yeah. I think those are well worth an investment.
They're $20.
$20. Let's go.
And it's a great quality t-shirt. Yeah. Yes, the Super Bowl parade will be either that Wednesday or Thursday. 15th, 16th, whatever that day, whatever that Wednesday or Thursday is.
Just let it happen.
Because here's...
Just let it happen.
I am, but I'm going to just explain something. Usually that parade is like on a Tuesday, but Tuesday is Valentine's Day this year, and it's also the day of like a sneak peek of the new airport terminal. So they 15th or 16th. 15th is the date. 16th is the weather delayed parade. Get your rooms at the Westin today. Call Tammy. You can sleep well with Tammy at the Westin.
Just bank it. Bank it in the back of your noggin.
Yes, that's exactly
right.
Let
it happen. Let it happen.
Mm-hmm. But somebody asked. I'm giving them the answer. That's all. I know you don't like to get ahead of yourself. I said in March we're going to the Super Bowl. Here we say. I'll give you the parade date. 15th.
All right. So here's how much I don't like to get ahead of myself.
Okay.
Bob. So yesterday, when the championship game happens, they roll that stage out on the field, right? Mm-hmm. And then they put a big ring around it, and you have to have access to get into this thing, right?
Allegedly.
I know, allegedly. And so we had to go over all the scenarios, what would happen if they won and if they lost. I didn't want to hear any of them.
Where did you have to go over
with the radio crew?
Oh.
Like, here's our plan for when they win. Here's our plan for when they, you know, we had to have our pre-broadcast meeting to, you know.
This is a Dan Israel production.
Right?
Isn't it?
You know what I mean? Well, no, it's smart. You know, you know me, I'm like, I just don't want to hear it.
If they win, just interview everybody, Josh.
Yeah, it's basically what it was. Just tell me what it is. I don't want to deal with the the loss aspect of this thing, and I don't need to hear the win thing. So one of them was you had to have a vest with a huge sticker on it to get into this area.
Sure.
And so I said, I don't want to carry this the whole game. Like I don't need this thing until it happens. I don't want it. Get it away from me. Bring it down.
You lost it, didn't you?
And so one of our staffers, Eric, brings it down. And I look, it's like fourth quarter, 4 minutes to go, and he's at the tunnel, and he's got the microphone, the extra microphone to interview players, and this get into the event card.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take the microphone, and I took this thing, and I tucked it in my coat, and I didn't put it on because I didn't want it. Until that field goal went through, and then I whipped it out of my coat, threw it on, and ran towards the stage. But I was like, maybe I'm getting more superstitious as I get older. I don't know, but I was like, I don't want to know. I don't know what the next 2 weeks is. Let's get to those first 2 weeks before. I know everybody has to plan ahead for stuff.
People like planning ahead.
I am just in that camp of like,
you're just lucky. You got people that do that kind of stuff for you. The rest of us working folk got to do it ourselves. Josh just goes where he's told. For the rest of you, the parade's on the 15th. Yeah. Unless there's bad weather, it's on the 16th. Call Tammy at the Westin now and make your reservation. Take your wife for Valentine's night. Wake up and go to the parade. Tammy from the Westin has special. Enter code Tammy at checkout.
Let's play a little edition of We Did Not See That Coming.
No, we did not.
I feel like there's a good portion of it that's all of it.
All of the whole thing, right?
I don't know where to start. MVS?
MVS is probably the top of the list, right?
I did not see that coming.
I didn't either.
Like, he was your go-to guy in this game and made terrific plays.
He's had a pedestrian year at best in the regular season, but my God, in the playoffs, this guy has been great. He was good against Jacksonville, and he was great yesterday when you needed a veteran player to step it up because, I don't know, nobody else was around. MVS stepped up and played big yesterday.
Kadarius Toney goes down. Juju Smith-Schuster, who was dealing with an injury coming into the game, gave it as much time as he could. Couldn't go. Mecole Hardman, who they, I think, you know, had everybody been healthy, had Juju been healthy, had Watson not been sick, maybe Mecole Hardman's not even activated.
Maybe not active.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's activated, tries to give it a go. He gets dinged again.
And he was doing all right until he got destroyed.
Yeah, you're down three receivers in this game. So, hey, needs somebody to make a play. I guess it's MVS. And MVS comes and makes.
Yep.
A 100-yard day? Are you kidding me? A touchdown?
Insane. He was great.
He was true. So, yes, I would say I did not see that coming. I could probably add Sky Moore returning a punt to set up the game-winning field goal.
Right.
I would not have had that on my bingo card. Kemp, Williams, Jalen Watson, Brian Cook.
Watson! Yes!
There's a whole number of those I did not see that coming.
Yeah, there were a lot of them yesterday that you just look at and you go, oh my goodness, wow, that guy stepped up big, that guy played well. I'll tell you what I didn't see coming. Somebody being called a jabroni.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni! You gotta fight for your right! Jabroni!
Did not see the jabroni line coming yesterday.
No.
Reminded me of my childhood growing up in North Jersey. I heard that a lot.
Have. Didn't.
I didn't hear this one coming either.
Woo! Burrowhead my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
Didn't see that one coming either.
So he went full Ric Flair and full Rock in two separate cuts.
That's right.
I mean, cutting promos all over the place.
Yeah.
Love it, Trav.
There you go, Travis. I also like the fact yesterday that Ric Flair called out Brock Purdy for not playing. Man had no feeling in his arm, sir.
I can't grip the ball. Nature Boy doesn't care.
Another stupid rule of the NFL. Side note. You should be able to. You have another quarterback available.
Yeah, suit up. They used to allow you to third quarterback to hang out on the.
Yeah.
Stupid.
You can have him run back to the locker room, get his pads, and go.
Mm-hmm.
No, instead you have to go out. There's a guy that can't throw the ball and have him hand off because you can only I mean, I guess you could activate three if you wanted to, but no teams do because roster spots are valuable on game day.
Right.
Just have everybody available. I don't understand why you have to pick and choose. Doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Why do you have to say five guys can't play? Let's just have them all there to play.
We're going
to
talk to Dick Vermeil tomorrow at 6:30. He's been saying this for 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, you got all these guys, let them play. You don't have a quarterback available for the biggest game of your season?
Right.
Because you're on your, fifth one at that point or fourth one?
I also like the people who were mad at Jimmy Garoppolo smiling on the sideline. What do you want him to do? You're not allowed to tell a joke? Garoppolo was smiling on the sidelines.
You're not when you're getting smoked, no.
Maybe somebody farted, man. I don't know.
That's where it is. Nothing should be funny at that point in time.
Game's over at that point. Once the quarterback went out and Josh Jackson had to come in, that sucker had no chance. And then a man went through a bus stop. Other than that.
They had a good time in Philly.
They really did.
Good time in Philly. That's a little addition of we did not see that coming, and there was a long list of it for this particular game.
I also didn't see our boss, Specter, on the air in New York coming either because Boomer was allegedly stealing goods.
I think we have the audio, correct?
We do have the audio. Okay. Okay. It's in the system.
We'll get to some of that.
Excuse me, Boomer Esiason was stealing honey buns, you said?
Yeah, Spec busted him, apparently. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com. Hear from Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danon Hughes Tuesday at 8:30 on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The running back to the right hip of Mahomes. Kelsey comes to the near side in motion. They fake to Pacheco. They want a throwback. Coming to the near side, Marquez Valdes-Scantling makes a terrific catch, snatching it from the sky down to the Bengal 21-yard line on an over route. A right-to-left over route for 29 yards and maybe the best catch of the season by Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Yeah, saving the best for last. MVS. Mitch holds us on the call, 106.5 The Wolf. He stepped up.
He was big for this organization yesterday. When you needed him the most, he was there.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, really, it is. It's unbelievable, right?
Kind of crazy. Our NFL playoff coverage brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views.
He's the offensive version of what Frank Clark is. May not do much during the regular season, but boy, when those lights get bright and the games get big, they come to play, and MVS has come to play in both postseason games, and Frank Clark does nothing but kick ass in the postseason. What is he, second all-time now, third all-time
third
in sacks
in
the history of the NFL?
Correct. Yes. It's still a baffling stat.
Excuse me? Yeah. Who is number three in sacks in the playoffs in the history of the NFL all-time? Yeah. Frank Clark.
Frank Clark. Just shook himself free from that Reggie White guy
right
with his performance yesterday.
Crazy, man. God love Frank.
He's just trailing, you know, Bruce Smith.
Right.
And Willie McGinnis.
Right. Just an oddity.
Yep. It's crazy. Crazy. All right. So Joseph Osai, I'm guessing, is the GOAT a little bit in Cincy today. Right?
No. Joe Burrow is the GOAT. This guy's, oh, you mean the not the greatest of all time.
Correct.
He shouldn't even gone back to Cincinnati.
So he had that terrible penalty.
I mean, what do you expect from a Longhorn, though, right?
You say that now that DJ's not on the line.
He
huh?
even said
yeah,
it.
He's like, oh, yeah, he's a Longhorn. Yeah, it's like, I like him. I know him. Terrible penalty. Bad time for it. You can't get that penalty in that situation. Chiefs are able to push into field goal range because of that play. Maybe, just maybe, and I think it's not even, you're not even have to squint to find this scenario where he doesn't make that hit. And you're playing in overtime.
You're in overtime. Yeah, there's no squinting because that field goal barely made it over the bar. Those 15 extra yards were huge.
So they go from the 5-yard run to the 42 plus 15 yards. Here you are at the 27-yard line field goal. Let's go.
Let's go. Game over. And when you look at the video from the side, Patrick was past the white, which is like, what, 2 or 3 yards wide, right?
It was a clear penalty, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't even close. It was like stupid. Stupid.
Not a smart foul. You push him out the 42, you can live with it. Like, they still have to make a play to get in field goal range.
Right, because if you spot it at the 42, 50, you're looking at a 60-yard field goal.
Not yesterday, not close.
Not even close.
You had to get another play down the field. And out of bounds and all those things to set up a field goal.
With 8 seconds on the clock, which is possible.
Which, I mean, I know nothing's impossible with this team in terms of time. That probably is enough. And maybe you get burned anyway. But he just handed it to you.
Right.
15 yards. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you're in business. So you might have seen the video outside the Bengals locker room. Jermaine Pratt is cursing about the foul on the quarterback and yelling, why are you hitting the quarterback, and blah, blah. Clearly not happy with Joseph Osai. Joseph Osai then does the post-game interview in the locker room, and he's flanked.
Mm-hmm.
Not by a public relations person for the team or not a team representative other than a teammate.
Right, Mr. Hill.
B.J. Hill stands alongside of him to regulate the post-game.
Dumb question. Come on. He played his butt off the whole game. Ask a different question.
Overall, I mean, what it looked like guys were coming up to you on the sideline as you went through that. I mean, what was that like having guys come up and then kind of go?
Like I said, it was great knowing that I had the support of my teammates. And I just got to, like Sam was saying, I got to learn from experience. And I got to know not to get close to that quarterback when he's close to that sideline. If there's anything that could possibly cause a penalty in a dire situation like that, I got to do better.
Things are happening so fast. They're obviously deep. Did you have any idea you were at that sideline there? I mean, obviously you're in full chase. And you know.
Yeah, I was just in full chase mode, and I was trying to push him to maybe get him going backwards because I knew he was going for that sideline. I was trying to make him go backwards, get that clock running, but I didn't know. I haven't seen it yet. I didn't know how far out of bounds we were. But,
That's a stupid question. He played his ass off. Next question. He's got the guy. He's got a teammate.
Regulating.
Calling on people. And he said if you ask any more stupid questions, he's going to shut this thing down.
Shut it down. Okay.
Halfway through, somebody asked a dumb question, and he was like, oh, no. Dumb question. Ask something else, man. But it's a part of something else.
Who is he to determine whether or not a question is dumb? Because as far as I could tell, that play was dumb. Right?
We got to own it.
Yeah. In a situation like that, when you do that, ain't no dumb questions, right? There are no dumb questions whatsoever. The reporter needs to ask everything they possibly can to figure out what the hell happened. And sometimes the question comes across dumb because the reporter are trying to be halfway decent and human in a time like that. Like, we've covered many a losing locker room in our years.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It's not fun.
Nope.
And
nobody wants to talk to you.
Right. And you've got to talk to these guys.
You don't want to talk to anybody.
Right. You don't want to talk to them. They don't want to talk to you. And so sometimes you do get a dumb question out just so you can elicit some sort of response. Because if you walk up to that guy and go, what the F, man? What were you thinking? Like, are you really going to get an answer out of that? No. So sometimes maybe a question comes across dumb, but the guy's just trying to get an answer out of these guys and trying to do it in a way to fit the mood of what's going on at that point in time.
Well, that's cool. I guess if this Hill character is available, and he will be, maybe he can help moderate some Super Bowl.
Some Super Bowl stuff, yeah.
Super Bowl stuff. Seems like he's got another career ahead of him.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thank you.
He can go monitor stupid questions at the Super Bowl.
Right. There's a lot of those coming.
None of those happening.
Right.
So something went down on our sibling station today, WFAN in New York.
Right.
Boomer Esiason was here doing his portion of the show in our studios today and apparently was stealing from our break room.
That's right.
And Steven Spector, the boss, apparently was the one that had to go tell him, you
put the honey buns
you
back.
You owe some money? Is that what happened?
And he is at News Talk 980 in Kansas City. He said, we have to have a talk when I get back there because this Odyssey station here in Kansas City, well, they've got all this free stuff in the break room. I mean, you will not believe it. So he FaceTimed us, and it looked like a gas station convenience store. I mean, there was just soda after soda, every type of snack you could imagine, from pastries to chips to energy bars to 5-hour energy, just get on and on and on and on and on. And then there's a machine that I saw there, and Al saw it too, and he goes, "What's that? What's that right there?" So you zoomed in, it's like, I don't know, it's some sort of rewards thing, like I have no idea. And I saw like a debit card insertion thing that was there, and I'm like, wait a second, I think that's probably where you pay, and this is like an honor system thing. And Boomer's like, no, it's not, everything's free, I don't care, everything's free, I'm starving and I don't care. So to get to the bottom of this, we have on the line the brand manager for both Sports Radio 610 and News Talk 980, Steven Spector. Steven, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Gio. How are you?
We're doing great
that
here.
Moment for Steven.
Is that break room that has all that stuff in that, is that free for employees, or do people have to pay?
I hate to break it to Boomer, but it's definitely not free. In fact, there are three different forms of payment in which you can pay for said energy drinks, snacks, and all that. You can do cash. You can do credit card. You can do your rewards card. Definitely not free here in Kansas City.
Yeah. Let me just say this, that Steven was nice enough to pick me up this morning at the hotel at 4 a.m. local time. So I appreciate that, Steven. I am not an employee of this particular station, so I just took it upon myself as one of your guests to just go do some shopping for free. And by the way, I took about 10 different items. So just so you know that I appreciate the hospitality, because you guys don't make any coffee around here. I don't know what the hell that's all about.
True.
Well, Kramer says it's a write-off. We're just the ones writing them off. So it's all good. We'll take care of you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure. But if that was like the low-level tape op at the news station, I mean, that guy's probably going to get a write-up. I mean, that guy's certainly going to get in trouble. Is there a camera there that you watch to see
just
if people are stealing
right
those
now.
Things?
Just stop that. Spector has done more for Boomer Esiason in one day than he's ever done for us.
Yeah, it's blatantly clear.
You and I were doing that, we'd be walked out.
You stole 10 items from our break room?
What the hell could you did you get that awful egg salad sandwich?
Yeah,
like
we're letting somebody go today.
Yeah.
With a wish them well in their future endeavors.
Yeah.
Or maybe not even that. Maybe it's so-and-so just doesn't work here anymore.
Right, and then the mission police are out front waiting for us.
I know. Specs rolling out the carpet.
Multiple cameras. There are multiple different angles. In fact, you can watch the camera angles above the payment kiosk. So I'm sure Boomer's face is all over the company kitchen website, and they're trying to probably figure out why no money has been inserted into the kiosk.
This is a man who has at least two jobs, right? One a network television job and a pretty high-paying radio gig as well.
Yep.
And we're just going to give him the food. Oh, there you go, Mr. Boomer. And a ride.
When's the last time he gave us anything?
Well, he did give us that great quote about the Applebee's guy.
Which one was that?
Remember, he was annoyed by the Applebee's guy that came and sang.
Yeah, which we all were. Who, Boomer or Spector?
Boomer.
Yeah.
Boomer was very
annoyed. No, we're talking about Spector. What was the last time?
Spector.
He didn't give us anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. That's the guy that killed Shouted Out.
Right. Out there
driving
ball
Boomer,
washing for Boomer.
Driving Boomer Esiason around, letting him just take handfuls of candy.
Let Boomer come to your office and start swiping baked goods.
Complain about no coffee.
10 different items. That's at least $100 over there.
Well, you would think, right?
You know who's going to pay for that, right?
That they're going to raise the prices on everybody now to pay for Boomer's theft.
I would think.
One of us is going to get hit with that.
I would think. I mean, we're celebrating the title and everything, but stuff ain't free around here.
Boy, can you believe that? Actually, I can. Did you hear how excited Steven was to be on that show? Good morning, Gio. This is great. I used to listen to you as a kid.
I wonder if he gave him a... He gave him some takes.
Remember that time you were at Syracuse?
Did he give him a Spectre interjector?
I hope so.
When he dropped by there?
Somebody said, was that a company kitchen kiosk? Yeah, I believe that's the brand.
Yeah,
it may not be.
I believe so. Or maybe something different now. I don't remember.
I would have had the authorities here.
You will not be able to leave the building until you pay your bill.
Yeah. Sorry, man. You need a ride back to the hotel? Yeah. Not till you pay up.
No, pay up.
Drop a 20. Let's go,
pay
Boomer.
Up. Pay up.
Pay for your items here.
Yep.
Not the soup kitchen.
Boomer Esiason, living rent-free.
God.
I mean, he got picked up from the hotel.
Picked up by this gentleman.
You know he went and got him coffee, right?
Oh, you know he did, because he was gone for a while.
Yeah.
Where'd you go? Oh, I had some errands to run. Yeah, you had to go get Boomer coffee.
Also... we asked Spectre to come on our air. He turned us down.
Yes, he told us, no, I've got a meeting to go to.
I got to go to a meeting.
He goes on the New York station like nothing.
Oh, it's great. Oh,
probably
Gio.
From the meeting.
It may, quite possibly.
Hold on, I got to take this. This is Gio.
Yeah. Let me take a step out. I got to go on with Gio.
Come on and explain yourself. I don't have time for you guys.
Yeah, but no, Gio?
There's a machine that I saw there, and
Gio.
Al saw it too, and he goes, what's that? What's that right there? So you zoomed in, it's like, I don't know, it's some sort of rewards thing, like I have no idea. And I saw like a debit card insertion thing that was there, and I'm like, wait a second. Steven, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Gio, how are you?
Look how excited he is.
So excited.
Good morning, Gio.
How are you? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Maybe you should ask Boomer to tell Spectre to bring back Shout It Out. That might work. You might be right. Maybe Gio
morning,
asks
Gio,
him.
Good morning, Gio. How are you?
Maybe if Gio asks him, you'll get it.
Good morning, Gio. How are you?
Oh, Gio.
Good morning, Gio. How are you?
He's never sounded that excited about hearing from us. I'll tell you that.
He doesn't even answer our calls.
Heck no.
If you missed any of the show today... our reaction, of course, to the AFC Championship game, my on-field or locker room interviews with the number of Chiefs players, the fantastic open ripping the Cincinnati mayor, who he did tweet out he's wearing it, he deserved all of it, and congratulated the Chiefs, blah, blah, blah. You can check it out.
Good morning, Gio. How are you?
610sports.com. Or as Spectre told them, Sports Radio 6. That's not it. It's 610 Sports Radio. 610sports.com or the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download it for free, unlike our break room.
You can download
the app and use it for free. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
Good morning, Gio. How are you? See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.